Picture a developer at a Fortune 500 company who can't even compile code on her laptop. Sounds absurd, right? Yet this is precisely the reality at countless established corporations today. Parts Unlimited, a century-old auto parts retailer, has become so tangled in its own bureaucracy that talented engineers spend weeks just getting access to their own code. Meanwhile, 12-year-olds in coding clubs can build and deploy apps in minutes. This jarring disconnect sits at the heart of Gene Kim's The Unicorn Project, a story that has become required reading at companies from Microsoft to Amazon, not because it's fiction, but because it's uncomfortably real. What unfolds is a blueprint for how legacy companies can rediscover their innovative spirit without abandoning what made them successful in the first place. Maxine Chambers returns from vacation scapegoated for a payroll disaster. Despite 8 stellar years at Parts Unlimited, she's banished to the Phoenix Project, a 3-year-late, $20 million over-budget e-commerce initiative that's become the company's career graveyard. Building 5 feels like a mausoleum where developers hide behind headphones. Her new laptop arrives barren, no compiler, no Git, no Docker, not even a text editor. Nobody knows where the source code lives. She compiles a list of 32 required tools and submits tickets that bounce between departments. One gets rejected for lacking manager approval. After securing approval, the storage team can't fulfill it until February, 5 months away, because the company only purchases hardware twice yearly. Middle schoolers spin up development environments instantly, yet professional engineers at a major corporation can't access basic tools for months. Technical debt has metastasized into organizational paralysis. Just as Maxine considers quitting, Kurt invites her to the Dockside Bar, where she discovers The Rebellion, an underground network of engineers working outside official channels to actually solve problems. They sport Rebel Alliance stickers, a knowing wink at their fight against the corporate empire. When Kurt outlines what they need, automated environments, continuous integration, deployment pipelines, every hand shoots up. After a week of isolation, Maxine finds her tribe. Organizational change rarely starts from executive mandates. It begins with passionate people who recognize dysfunction and take initiative. Phoenix's launch exposes the war between development and operations. The war room reveals the nightmare. 12 technology stacks, dozens of teams, 5 transactions per second, marketing expected 200, catastrophic failures cascade. In-store systems crash, the website collapses, corporate email dies, key cards fail, payroll delays. Tightly coupled systems create organizational paralysis. Amid the wreckage, mysterious mentor Eric introduces the 5 ideals. Locality and simplicity, loosely coupled systems let teams work independently. Focus, flow, and joy, work should engage, not exhaust. Improvement of daily work, continuously improve how you work, not just what you deliver. Psychological safety, people need safety to experiment and learn. Eric shares how Alcoa CEO Paul O'Neill transformed his company by prioritizing safety, empowering problem solving. Customer focus. All work should improve customers' lives. These principles transcend technology, addressing technical practices, human psychology, and business values simultaneously. Recognizing that transformation requires changing how people think, how systems are designed, and how value flows to customers. With Phoenix stabilized but crippled by technical debt, The Rebellion proposes Project Inversion, a 30-day feature freeze to address infrastructure problems. This challenges the conventional priority of new features over invisible technical work. The math is clear. Developers spend more time fighting broken systems than creating value. This embodies the third ideal. Sometimes you must slow down to speed up. They create a prioritized list: common build environments, continuous integration, decoupled architecture. Implementation proves messy, with managers sneaking feature work in as refactoring, while others dismiss infrastructure's long-term value. Eric connects this to the fourth ideal: Just as physical safety enables manufacturing excellence, psychological safety enables software excellence. Manufacturing companies track safety metrics and celebrate reporting near misses. The Rebellion adapts this, creating technical debt radiators to visualize system health and establishing forums where engineers safely raise technical risks. This cultural shift proves as important as technical changes, surfacing problems early rather than letting them fester into catastrophes. Senior Director Maggie Lee reorganizes the Data Hub team as the Unicorn Project, proving a century-old company can match startup agility. Their first target, deployment constraints. Promotional bundles, critical for holiday sales, are created only every 6 weeks because tightly coupled systems require coordinated changes across numerous applications. The team automates deployments and modernizes infrastructure containing fragile artifacts, including binary executables without source code. After their first production deployment fails, they recover quickly with a blameless postmortem. Then Maxine discovers the real bottleneck, product management. Features spend years bouncing between committees before suddenly becoming urgent. Only 2.5% of the time from concept to customer is spent in development. The rest vanishes into approval processes. Maggie relocates the product manager to sit directly with the development team. Questions that previously took days are resolved in minutes. This simple change, co-location, and clear priorities unlocks velocity that no technical optimization could achieve alone. Black Friday becomes the ultimate test. Launching to 1% of customers, their front end handles the load beautifully, but the 30-year-old ERP back end buckles. Maxine and Brent quickly push configuration changes, resolving the crisis. The campaign exceeds goals. 3,000 orders, $250,000 revenue, nearly 30% response rate, 5 times higher than previous campaigns. For the full launch, they implement staggered email delivery and rate limiting to protect fragile systems. By late afternoon, Maggie announces over $29 million in revenue, shattering previous records. This success demonstrates the fifth ideal. Understanding customer needs and creating systems delivering real value achieves business results executives can't ignore. With credibility established, Eric introduces the three horizons concept: Horizon 1, current core businesses; Horizon 2, emerging opportunities; and Horizon 3, transformational experiments. His analysis reveals Parts Unlimited dangerously focused only on Horizon 1, vulnerable to disruption. Steve allocates $5 million for innovation with structured portfolio management and quarterly continue-kill decisions. However, Chairman Bob Strauss questions the company's viability, advocating breaking it up and reducing headcount 30%. Three initiatives launch despite resistance: engine sensor devices for predictive maintenance, service station ratings leveraging customer feedback, and 4-hour parts delivery reimagining the supply chain. 1 year later, Parts Unlimited has transformed into an industry innovator. The engine sensor project generated $25 million from 200,000 units sold. Their award-winning mobile app attracts younger customers, while 4-hour delivery reached $10 million in revenue. The stock soared 2.5 times, valued at 6 times trailing sales, among the highest for any physical retailer. Wall Street now considers them a technology company that happens to sell auto parts. The organizational transformation is equally dramatic. QA dissolved as a separate department, with members joining feature teams. Operations became a platform team and internal consultancy. Teaching Thursdays dedicate 2 hours weekly to learning. Eric celebrates capturing nearly 10% of a $300 million market within 1 year, an achievement making any startup a unicorn. He argues established companies have inherent advantages: existing customer relationships, supply chains, market understanding, and resources. They needed only focus, urgency, and modern management methods. Even Alan Perez, who initially pushed for selling off parts, acknowledges the success. What began as Maxine's simple desire to build code on her laptop evolved into a company-wide revolution, proving century-old companies can reinvent themselves through the right practices and leadership.